Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Most House lawmakers went home this weekend as the deadline to pass spending bills and keep the government open looms. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and a few others stayed behind to work on a possible stopgap measure. This after a tumultuous week on Capitol Hill, as House Republicans failed to get an agreement within their own party on a temporary spending plan. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, once they return to work next week, they will only have a few days to sort out the chaos and avert a partial government shutdown.
McCarthy is facing round three of a showdown with his own members. The first was when he took the speaker's gavel. That was a big fight with his members of his own conference. And then the second was a debt limit fight, which really weakened his position significantly. He is facing more vocal calls to be ousted. It's possible we could see more momentum there from his opponents for him to step down. But this is all tied to the politics of a shutdown as well.
And NPR's Claudia Grisales reporting. Early voting's underway in Virginia. The general election is high stakes with likely national implications for 2024. NPR's Kristen Wright spoke to a political analyst about the flurry of candidates who are expected to use the extended voting period to make their case.
All of Virginia's General Assembly seats are up for re-election. The outcome of the races could decide key issues in the Commonwealth. Either party stands to take control of the state legislature and decide any change to abortion access, among other critical issues. That could drive turnout. University of Maryland professor Michael Hanmer says Virginia's extended early voting period also gives candidates a defined strategy.
One of the big potential benefits to them is to make a really hard push at their most likely supporters and get them to vote early so that they can then devote their resources to the people who are maybe more on the fence.
Early voting will last about 6.5 weeks. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
A black high school student in Texas who was suspended for wearing a natural hairstyle is suing the state, saying his suspension violates a state law against hair discrimination. NPR's Emma Bowman has more.
17-year-old Daryl George was suspended for more than 2 weeks. School officials said George's locks fell below his eyebrows and earlobes, longer than the school's hair length limits for male students. On Saturday, the student and his mother filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the state attorney general for not enforcing a state law prohibiting hair discrimination. The family argues that the school violated the Crown Act, a law that went into effect just after the student's suspensions began. The law bans discrimination on the basis of hair texture or protective hairstyles associated with race.
Emma Bowman reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Pope Francis celebrated Mass in the French port city of Marseille today as he wrapped up a 2-day visit. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports tens of thousands of people turned out to hear his message to treat migrants more kindly.
Pope Francis specifically chose Marseille for his message. The 2,000-year-old Mediterranean city was founded by the Phoenicians and built by waves of migration.
Grazie, Santo Padre. Marseille. Et avec elle, toute la France.
The Pope said European nations must do more to help migrants. He said those risking their lives at sea are not invading, they are seeking a welcome. The Pope's visit comes amidst a surge of migrant boats from North Africa arriving on the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa. Far-right politicians across the continent are exploiting the situation as the EU seems unable to come up with a cohesive plan. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
New stained glass windows with a theme of racial justice were unveiled at the National Cathedral in Washington today. They fill the space that once held windows honoring Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. The new ones depict a march for justice by African Americans. At the dedication service today, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, read excerpts from the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from Birmingham Jail in 1963. The cathedral removed the old windows after Confederate symbols featured prominently in recent racist violence. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.